As the weather starts to warm up and spring takes hold in Wisconsin, cyclists will be setting out to enjoy the state by bicycle.
Some of them will be riding on a seat made by America's only leather bike seat manufacturer, which happens to be across the street from a cornfield in Elkhorn, Wisconsin.
Reporter Justin Barney has the story of the men who invented Sal Anatomica, a new kind of bike seat that now has a cult following.
The creator of Sal Anatomica was the late Tom Milton. He grew up in Detroit with a need for speed. His sister Carol, who runs the company now, says that it was in their blood.
My grandfather, Tommy Milton, was the first two-time winner of the Indy 500.
But instead of racing cars, Milton raced bikes.
He rode probably 4 to 6 hours every day. Oh. He lived to ride bikes.
But Milton was having trouble with his bike seat.
He rode a Brooks saddle.
If you're into biking, you know Brooks. They are the manufacturer of beautiful leather bike seats. The thing is, they can be uncomfortable while riding long distances. So Tom Milton took matters into his own hands.
He set out to develop a saddle that would be more comfortable.
So he hit the phone book, looking for people in the Midwest who made stuff with leather. And his eyes turned big as saucers when he saw the company Monarch McLaren in Elkhart, Wisconsin, founded by Ed Sylvester.
What he liked is our name is Monarch McLaren. And McLaren, fast cars.
That's what he likes?
Yes.
There was an issue, though. They didn't make bike seats. I met Sylvester at his factory in the Elkhart Industrial Park. Monarch McLaren makes leather seals and flanges for water well plunges and spray pumps. They're an industrial leather maker. Ed doesn't even ride bikes. But he's not one to pass up an opportunity. And in 2006, the two went into business.
Finally, I said, why not? Let's give it a shot.
But these two guys did not get along.
So we clashed.
Ed Sylvester is this practical leather worker with years of experience. And Tom Milton was this kind of harebrained schemer. He was insistent and uncompromising with this singular focus on how to engineer the perfect, comfortable leather bike seat.
I clashed with engineers because I know what leather can do. They think they know what leather can do.
Milton's idea was the Sal Anatomica slot. To relieve the pressure on long rides, Milton simply wanted to cut a piece of leather out of the middle of the seat. And so they bought a Brooks seat, and that is exactly what they did.
That's how we started, modifying their seats with this padded slot. People loved it.
There was one group of people who didn't love it, though. The people at Brooks.
And they're like, what are you doing?
Really?
The impending threat of litigation served as useful inspiration to Ed Sylvester. And he created a whole new way to make a leather bike seat. It's a bit of a trade secret, but it's largely the way that they cure the leather. Brooks uses an old technique where they mold leather when it's cold and then they bake it, resulting in a rock-hard seat that breaks in over time. Sylvester's method is to mold while it's hot. The result is a leather that feels broken in on your first ride. Daryl McKenzie is a bike coach in San Diego, California.
I was shocked at how comfortable the saddle was.
Because of the slot and the broken-in feel, Sal Anatomica have garnered a cult following in the bike community over the past 20 years. Last year, I was in Japan at a local bike shop. I looked up on the wall, and there's Sal Anatomica, stamped and developed in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, available and embraced on the other side of the world. And Brooks, their big competitor, they started making a leather bike seat with a slot cut out of the middle.
Justin Barney brought us that story on Sal Anatomica.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.